too sweet.
Well, we are sweet corn.
Compliments are our specialty.
We do compliment every meal.
I know.
That's why you're my favorite vegetable.
Oh, stop. Now who's being sweet?
For meals with personality, look for Fresh from Florida Sweet Corn where you shop. There's sunshine in every bite.
Keys Talk 96.9 1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com. It is 8 o'clock.
The clock's ticking in Arizona. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. A ban on nearly all abortions there, even in cases of rape and incest, could take effect in 2 weeks.
The near total Civil War era ban that continues to hang over our heads only serves to create more chaos for women and doctors in our state.
Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs urging state lawmakers to repeal the old law that's been upheld by Arizona's Supreme Court. Some Republican legislators also want to get rid of it, hoping to restore a 2022 law restricting abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. President Biden says Israel's prime minister is making mistakes, continuing the war against Hamas in Gaza, telling Univision,
"What I'm calling for is for the Israelis to just call for a ceasefire
so that more food and humanitarian aid can get to Palestinian civilians in Gaza." The president also says he could consider executive action to deal with record illegal immigration. Fox's Peter Ducey's at the White House.
President Biden has been on the record earlier this year saying he would have the power to shut down the border if the bipartisan Senate deal became the law, but it's not going to. So until that moment, he has just been claiming that his hands are tied forever. And his DHS secretary, who's in charge of all this, Alejandro Mayorkas, is remaining in limbo a little longer because the House that already impeached him is delaying sending the articles to the Senate.
Instead of today, they'll deliver them next week. Republicans blame Mayorkas for ignoring laws. Senator Ted Cruz says,
"We are witnessing a profound threat to our nation at the southern border. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and this entire administration is deliberately and willfully facilitated the criminal invasion of this country."
But Senate Democrats may not even hold a trial, calling impeachment a policy dispute and publicity stunt. New rules are coming for our drinking water. The EPA finalizing limits on so-called forever chemicals known as PFAs. But legal challenges may be coming. Utilities warn it'll make water costs more because new treatment systems are expensive, and that'll especially hurt smaller communities with limited resources. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, make the switch today, #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is Florida News Now. The Orlando City Council is hiring a consultant to plan a memorial at the site of the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub in 2016. Survivors and family members have been waiting almost 8 years, and Mayor Buddy Dyer hopes the memorial will pay tribute to the 49 people who died.
And serves as a space where those impacted by the tragedy and our entire city can go to honor and remember and reflect.
Dyer says he hopes the Pulse Memorial will be built before he leaves office in 4 years. A Florida woman who stole and sold a diary belonging to President Biden's daughter Ashley will spend a month in prison. A New York judge handed down the sentence for Amy Harris of Palm Beach that also calls for 3 years of supervised release. Florida gas prices are up again today. AAA says the statewide average is $3.57, a 4-cent increase since yesterday. Governor Ron DeSantis is signing into law a bill that cracks down on retail theft. at a Walgreens in Martin County. DeSantis referred to other states where drugstores lock up items like toothpaste because of rampant crime.
HB 549, it is pretty much doing the opposite of what a lot of states like California and New York have done. It believes that we need to increase penalties on those who are committing these acts.
DeSantis says the law, which takes effect in October, enhances penalties for organized theft rings and anyone who uses social media to solicit others to commit retail theft. It will also raise penalties on so-called porch pirates. The Magic are now the number 4 seed in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Orlando dropped from the 3 seed after losing 118-106 at Houston. The Miami Heat remain the 8th seed despite a double overtime 117-111 victory at Atlanta. With Florida's news, I'm Alan Spector.
What does being responsible mean to you? It means a lot to Mike Lester. Mike is the founder of Talon Wealth, and when he talks about financial planning for retirement, he's very clear about what he believes is and is not responsible.
To me, it's not responsible, or another way to phrase that is that it's irresponsible for an advisor to promote products to individuals, to promote products like annuities, to promote products like real estate investment trust, to promote things that pay that advisor a commission. And the advisor gets the commission whether the client does well or not. And then they're making promises that aren't, I just feel like too many people have been misled. And so it needs to be a responsible plan.
Get to know Mike Lester and the Talon team at 305-360-1000.
Advisory services offered through Talon Private Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced and information provided in this material are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.
When the IRS comes after you, you want a real person by your side, not a faceless corporation. These companies on radio and TV have an 800 number and are in an unknown location in another state. You don't even know who owns the business. Is that who you can trust with your IRS problem that is ruining your life? I'm Steve Klitzner. I'm a licensed Florida attorney. I live and work in Miami. My practice is focused exclusively on helping people and businesses with IRS problems just like you. When you call or visit me for a free consultation, you speak to me. After all, I'm the one who will be dealing with the IRS on your behalf. Call me today at 305-682-1118 so I can get started on fighting to solve your problem immediately. I'm your local guy. 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
This is Toby, and he's going to read the following commercial for Key West Vets and Pets. Toby says he loves the care he gets, from a routine checkup, a much-needed vaccination, or emergency care. Along with clean, well-lit facilities, the most up-to-date and technologically advanced equipment, and a knowledgeable team, you can trust Dr. Thomas W. Householder at Key West Vets and Pets, 1118 A White Street in Key West. Call 305-294-0099. Trust your pet to Key West Vets and Pets. Good boy, Toby. Offering discounts for military members, first responders, and public servants.
It's high season in Key West and traffic is crazy. Want to get around easily without all the hassle? Ride the bus. Key West Transit offers easy access not only to Key West and Stock Island, we provide hourly service all the way to Marathon on our Lower Keys shuttle. So sit back in cool comfort and let our friendly drivers get you there. Go green and ride the bus.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. Featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus the best in live entertainment. Tuesday, catch Corey Hill from 4:30 to 7:30 and trivia from 7 to 9. Wednesdays, it's Matt Gardy from 4 to 7 p.m. and Tom Curtis Jr. from 7 to 10. Thursday, Tom Curtis Jr. returns from 2 to 5. And it's Dean the Machine from 5 to 8. Friday, Tom Curtis Jr. is on the rooftop from 5 to 8, and Milo Music is live from 7 to 10. Saturday, Milo Music entertains from 5 to 8. Then it's Gabriel Donahue from 8 to 11, while Dean the Machine is back on the rooftop from 5 to 8. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
When the IRS comes after you, you want a real person by your side, not a faceless corporation. These companies on radio and TV have an 800 number and are in an unknown location in another state. You don't even know who owns the business. Is that who you can trust with your IRS problem that is ruining your life? I'm Steve Klitzner. I'm a licensed Florida attorney. I live and work in Miami. My practice is focused exclusively on helping people and businesses with IRS problems just like you. When you call or visit me for a free consultation, you speak to me. After all, I'm the one who will be dealing with the IRS on your behalf. Call me today at 305-682-1118 so I can get started on fighting to solve your problem immediately. I'm your local guy, 305-682-1118. That's 305-682-1118.
This is Toby, and he's going to read the following commercial for Key West Vets and Pets. Toby says he loves the care he gets, from a routine checkup, a much-needed vaccination, or emergency care. Along with clean, well-lit facilities, the most up-to-date and technologically advanced equipment, and a knowledgeable team, you can trust Dr. Thomas W. Householder at Key West Vets and Pets, 1118 A White Street in Key West. Call 305-294-0099. Trust your pet to Key West Vets and Pets. Good boy, Toby. Offering discounts for military members, first responders, and public servants.
Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And when your keys, it is Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the keys on a, is it Wednesday already? It is Wednesday, and it is already the 10th of the month. So welcome to you. Thank you for listening. We now want to say good morning to our special guest. It is Wilton Simpson. He is the Commissioner of Agriculture for the state of Florida. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, so thank you so much for being here. It's been a busy time, and it's been a few weeks since you and I have been able to speak. However, it's been, since we spoke, we had the legislature did exit and hopefully had some good outcomes for the Department of Agriculture.
You know, Mike, this year was a very good year by the legislature. We're very grateful to the legislature. We're just now awaiting the governor's signature. But we have $100 million of recurring revenue specifically for our rural and family lands. If everybody doesn't remember, it's where we buy the development rights from farmers. So that property can never be developed, you know, preserving our agriculture land in perpetuity. But there's an additional $100 million in that budget that can also be used towards rural and family land. So we have potentially up to $200 million that we will be able to use for buying those development rights. And of course, that's going to go a substantial way for preserving more and more of Florida's agriculture land. And obviously that's going to be the key, you know, today, not only today, but 30, 40, 50, 100 years from now, the more effort we can put into this, not only does it save our farmlands, but it protects our wildlife corridor. You've mentioned this many times, but mm-hmm. As Senate President, I championed the wildlife corridor. And obviously, saving that wildlife corridor really, you know, saves our aquifer recharge area where the animals are traversed, but it also saves our agriculture industry. So we're very proud of the continued progress in the legislature.
Yes, most certainly. And I would think that your leadership and experience in the legislature, as you just mentioned, previously being the Senate president in the past and serving the legislature for a number of years, I would think that served your department well as you try to make the priorities of the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services known. So it sounds like we are expecting a good outcome. Do we expect any hiccups, though, between now and the time that the governor may decide to sign that budget?
We don't expect any. All the signs that we're working closely with the governor's team, and everything we're hearing is very positive. And so we'll see, right? We have to wait, and it has to become official. We don't spend it till we get it. But there's no reason. I don't believe there's any reason the governor would veto any of those dollars.
Yeah. Well, we are speaking with Commissioner Wilton Simpson, Florida's 13th Commissioner of Agriculture, a fifth generation Floridian and raised in the Sunshine State, but also a lifelong farmer now at the helm of the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, as you have been for the, well, it's been over a year now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing to say that, but it's been since last January, so about 13, 14 months.
Wow, that's amazing. Time does fly. Yeah. Well, we've had the pleasure of speaking with you often over those months, and the Rural and Family Lands Act has been a priority of yours, and it seems like it's continuing to meet with success. As you've said, sir, when you look at Florida at night from the sky, all those darkened areas are the wildlife corridor areas that the Rural and Family Lands Act continues to benefit.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is it's such an important area when you think about the wildlife corridor. It does three things that we cannot do without any one of the three. Number one, it allows animals to traverse the state. Our wildlife can do their natural habitat and traverse the state. That's very important to our ecosystem here in Florida. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's where our aquifer substantially gets recharged in this entire state. We cannot live without water. None of our industries can live without water. Obviously, we as people cannot live without water. Tourism cannot live without potable water and fresh water. And so when you think about the importance of that, those two things are very large. But then number three, it's where we grow our food. And remember that this time of year, Mike, we have 70 to 80% of all the fresh vegetables on the eastern seaboard of the United States is grown in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. And so allowing that supply chain to be disrupted in any fashion could have a horrible effect on the entire country. And when we think about inflation, and I know we've thought about that a lot the last couple of years, those pressures on our agriculture industry, the pressures on our economy, because in a lot of cases, and it's just the incompetence of the federal government, those pressures that we get is what's driving up our food costs. Mm-hmm. And so it's really incompetence in a lot of levels at the federal level. And we're hoping to have a better result come November because we just can't, people cannot afford to spend more and more of their income on just food. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that, of course, is being driven, the vast majority of that's just being driven from federal regulatory structure. Mm.
Again, it is Commissioner Wilton Simpson, the Florida Department of Agriculture and Commissioner of Agriculture, that is, on Keys Talk 96.9 1025, the talk of the Keys. So, Commissioner, you had mentioned water, and you probably have heard some of the concerns down in the Keys as far as the sawfish population being afflicted and some other toxins. They're not sure what's happening, but the fish population has been adversely affected, certainly to a pretty extreme degree. Now, this is a little off topic and a little out of your department's purview. However, we do talk about the Everglades from time to time. You instituted a number of legislative actions that have helped preserve and restore the Everglades. But the Everglades does affect certainly what happens down in the Keys, and whether there's a correlation between water flow and what's happening now in the Keys with marine life, no one is sure. But what are your thoughts on the health of the Everglades and how it affects the Keys going forward?
Yeah, Mike, that's a great question. I'll try not to get on a rant here, but through my career in the legislature, we worked on every major piece of legislation that was going to protect our Everglades. I did the Everglades Restoration Act back in 2013, one of my first bills I passed as a senator, and we're very, very proud of those accomplishments, the C-43 and the C-44 Reservoir, the Southern Reservoir, which sometimes referred to as the EAA Reservoir, Northern Storage, all of the billions and billions of dollars that were funding these projects for. And by the way, the governor has done a tremendous job of advocating for dollars, but these projects were started and devised long before Governor DeSantis even came into office. These are 10 to 15 year projects. to get completed. I remember, I think it was 2015, and Governor Scott was in office, and we fully funded, at that time, I think it was $48 million. We fully funded the septic and sewer systems for the Everglades to remove that nutrient load out of the system. Mm-hmm. You do still have some things that are need to be addressed. The legislature has attempted to address these, and so far we've made progress, but we're not as successful. If you look at the outfalls coming out of South Florida, going right into our, the Atlantic there, mm-hmm. on that side of the state, mm-hmm. those are things that have to continuously be cleaned up. In the meantime, agriculture gets blamed for a lot of the pollution into these systems, mm-hmm. and it's just wrong that our society would be led to that conclusion. In the Everglades, 70% of the pollution load that comes into that system comes from the northern Everglades. Mm-hmm. That's why north of the lake, right? That's why as Senate President, I put $350 million in the budget to ramp up our northern storage efforts. Until we can get that northern piece under control, you're not going to be able to get the nutrient load much lower in the southern side, because that's where it comes from. Mm-hmm. And we're going to lose Lake Okeechobee, and we're losing it. And I know we're making some progress, but clearly we have focused on these other issues rather than, I believe, the root causes of what's ailing the Everglades, which is more of the northern piece at this point. And by the way, the northern storage, just to let folks know, is that we're going to grab that water that's coming into the lake from the north. It has to be released, by the way, through the Coosatchee and the St. Lucie. We're going to grab it there, treat it to drinking water standards, and put it down into our aquifer for storage. Mm. Then in drought times, you can reverse those pumps and bring it right back up and feed it into the system, but it will be clean water. It'll be drinking water, standard water that'll be coming into the system rather than the nutrient load that's coming in there today. And so I think it's very important for folks to understand that. And when we can stop the releases substantially on the Coosatchee and St. Lucie, because we now have northern storage in place, it will stop those opportunities for the blue-green algae and things of that nature. Once that component's in place, and look, we're talking about a decade from now, but then we can in earnest start cleaning up Lake Okeechobee as we have done other spring sheds. If anyone wants to see what we're capable of doing in a spring shed, Google our Kings Bay in Crystal River, Kings Bay, and it's a Friends of Crystal River, I think it'll come up, or kingsbay.com. Look where we've removed all of that limbia off the bottom of that spring shed, replanted our eelgrass, and that natural habitat is coming back not only gorgeous, but in a much more pristine way. And by the way, where the maintenance in that system is, the pollution is primarily coming from septic systems, where we have removed and went to a septic to sewer conversion in those areas where we're doing the cleanup. You have, then that is staying pristine. Where you still have the septic tanks, we're having to do maintenance on those areas for cleaning each year to make sure that the limbia and the other materials do not, basically rehabitate the spring shed. So we're very proud of the progress we're making. I know these things can be very political or politicized. There's nothing political about making sure that we have clean water and fresh water. And of course, as Senate President, we put tens of millions of dollars into the Keys, into the aquifer and the desalinization facilities and things to make sure that the Keys were taken care of and the maintenance that was needed on the aqueduct going down from, South Florida to the Keys. So mm-hmm. we're very proud of being what I felt like as part of the Keys. I did many pieces of legislation through my career working in the Keys, and so I was very proud of those things.
Yes, indeed it is, Commissioner Wilton Simpson, the Florida Commissioner of Agriculture, on Keys Talk 96.9 1025, the talk of the Keys. And yes, there are some very severe concerns in the Keys about what is happening with the water here and toxins, et cetera. But for the record, I know you and I have talked in the past, under your direction at the Florida Department of Agriculture, there have continued to be strides and improvements in responsible practices on the part of agriculture to limit the use of fertilizers and toxins greatly over the years. Is that right?
Absolutely. So since the 90s, early 90s, we've been using what are called BMPs, which are best management practices to manage water use, fertilizers, applications, things of that nature. When you look at it, if you go back to 1990, Florida's number one water use was agriculture. Today, because of BMPs and better technology, Florida agriculture is a distant second to our population growth in humans, right? So we have reduced our water demand in agriculture from 40 to 80% in most crops that are grown in the state of Florida. Mm-hmm. So think about that much reduction. Number two, we've had advanced best management practices in and around the EAA area, the agriculture area below the below Lake Okeechobee. And we've reduced the nutrient load from agricultural sources by up to 80% in those areas, much greater than we thought was obtainable if you go back to 1990. Mm-hmm. And here's the very important point for everybody to hear, is when you think about the fresh vegetables in the United States of America in the wintertime, every winter, Florida is responsible for 70 to 80% of all the vegetables grown on the eastern seaboard of the United States.
Wow.
70, 80%. If we push those farmers out of business, where are we going to replace those vegetables? Mm-hmm. And when we think about inflation, what is driving inflation is those horrible policies the federal government's put in place to not only drive up our food costs by making it, you know, much more expensive to produce your food, but they're continually putting these pressures on your farmers, driving them out of business. Where do you replace that food? And you say, well, we're going to have more foreign food come into this country.
Oh.
If the pandemic told us anything, Mike, it told us we do not want to rely on foreigners, and or especially our foreign enemies, to produce things that we cannot survive without. Mm-hmm. Food is a national security issue, and food needs to be looked at through that lens. And so the naysayers, the folks that are fighting your farmers every day, remember, we are producing the food and fiber that we get by on every day in this country, and it's becoming more and more expensive as, you know, the enemies of farming are, you know, getting more and more entrenched, mostly in our federal government. And the state does a tremendous job of fighting back here on state issues, but the federal government is out of control.
Mm. Well, there's been a lot of federal regulation over the past few years, and I know your department has tried to put forth just responsible legislation without just having onerous requirements on the agricultural community. So we certainly appreciate that. So let's also talk about some other successes. You talked about the volume of vegetables and fruits that are produced and grown here in Florida. The Fresh from Florida program has highlighted that even more, and that's been very successful.
You know, we've been so proud of that. So starting last year, I took office in January, we've really ramped up the Fresh from Florida, the advertising, the making sure that people, as they go to the grocery stores or the stores they shop at, know that there are produce and products in these stores that are grown here in Florida. The state of Florida has responded to these things. Our Florida farmers have benefited from Floridians going in and buying, you know, Fresh from Florida products, fruits, vegetables, meats, aquaculture, all of the things that our farmers are producing, and that goes a long ways to protecting Florida agriculture here in the state. And our whole idea is there is to drive value for our Florida farmers so they can remain in business, right? We want to protect our supply chain, and so we're very proud of that. If you go on an app to buy your groceries, if you're going out and, you know, buying them in any fashion, you should be encountering Fresh from Florida. We've got a super team in Tallahassee that is driving the advertising. Clearly we have got a lot of advertisement in all facets, including inside the stores, TV, radios, apps. And so we're very proud of that program. And the whole idea behind this program is, first of all, educate our citizens that you can buy agricultural grown products from Florida that's fresh from Florida. We have some in dairy now. I mean, we're really expanding this program, and we're pushing it so that the Florida farmers can receive a fair value. And so you go in and you see strawberries, blueberries, milk, anything, and you've got it fresh from Florida product, or you've got another product there. What we have seen is that people will go to pick up the fresh from Florida even if it's, you know, 10 cents more or 15 cents more a pound or something. And so we're very proud of the value that we're driving for our farmers. And by the way, the healthy choices that we're driving for our consumers.
Indeed. This is Commissioner Wilton Simpson, Florida Commissioner of Agriculture, on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And one thing that people may not be aware of unless they've been listening to us over the past number of months is that the Florida Department of Agriculture also is responsible for fire safety and firefighting throughout millions of acres of state forest land, and also putting that state forest land to other uses as well. So let's talk about fire safety awareness that's being highlighted this this month and this week. Oh, I think we did lose Commissioner Simpson. We will check back with him and try to reestablish connection with him and continue that conversation and conclude it. Certainly always a very interesting and informative guest. We'll be back on Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys.
You look on the internet, you book with Wanda Kiefer and all seasons vacations, Jamaica, the Bahamas, tropical places, tropical destinations. And the reason you look on the internet and you book with Wanda, allseasonsvacations.net. Did I say that? Allseasonsvacations.net? The reason you do that is because she's got the deals. And Wanda, this afternoon we're going to talk about the 777 deals, aren't we?
Yes, we're rolling out them every week, guys, and they keep rolling out. So you need to make sure if you're ready to go on vacation, you got that passport in your hand, you can take advantage of those great last-minute deals or perhaps a 777 deal that, you know, you could book now, Pat, and pay on it till next year when you're ready to go.
And the other thing, as we are getting ready, 4:31 this afternoon is the appointment. Let's make the appointment right now. Wanda Kiefer and her company is All Seasons Vacations. We go on the wonderful tropical destinations. The cost is nothing. There's nothing more to working with Wanda. That's why you book with her and you look on the internet. But here's the other thing is, and you're going to explain this afternoon at 4:31. The other thing is that if there's deals that go above and beyond a booking already set there, you can switch us in and out, can't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we do that a lot for our clients.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they may book it like, hey, I want this room, but I really want this room.
Yeah.
And we keep an eye on that for them.
Yeah, that's great stuff here. She's always watching. She's always figuring out a way to squeeze a little bit more out of every dollar that you're going to spend. You deserve the vacation and you deserve the service that only Wanda can provide for you. So let's reconvene, Wanda, you, me, 4:31 this afternoon on Keys Talk. Don't miss it, 4:31 this afternoon. And if you can't wait, look at allseasonsvacations.net, allseasonsvacations.net. More Good Morning Keys coming up.
Key West's newest authentic Irish pub, dining, and rooftop lounge is Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street. Featuring delicious Irish cuisine and tasty pub grub, more than 40 Irish whiskeys, specialty cocktails, and local drafts. Don't miss happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with half-off appetizers, domestic beer, and select liquors. $2 Tito's and wine, too. Plus, the best in live entertainment. Tuesday, catch Corey Hill from 4:30 to 7:30 and trivia from 7 to 9. Wednesdays, it's Matt Gardy from 4 to 7 p.m. and Tom Curtis Jr. from 7 to 10. Thursday, Tom Curtis Jr. returns from 2 to 5, and it's Dean the Machine from 5 to 8. Friday, Tom Curtis Jr. is on the rooftop from 5 to 8, and Milo Music is live from 7 to 10. Saturday, Milo Music entertains from 5 to 8. Then it's Gabriel Donahue from 8 to 11, while Dean the Machine is back on the rooftop from 5 to 8. Celtic Conch Public House, 528 Front Street, Key West. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram. Sláinte.
From the Talon Wealth Studios, this is Keys Talk 96.9-1025. Talon Wealth is the official financial planner of the Florida Keys. More at guardingyournestegg.com. Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. We will try to reestablish connection with Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Hopefully we'll be successful and can conclude that conversation. 79 degrees now. We're on our way to 83. There is a small craft advisory for today. Winds will be picking up pretty considerably. Again, up to 15, 20 miles per hour. So expect that as you make your plans going forward. Just double checking here. Yes, it is going to be breezy. highs in the low to mid 80s, and then 20 mile per hour winds could be coming out of the east southeast as well. So keep that in mind. But it is 77 right now. Next few days looking pretty good, with the possibility of some rain, though, coming on Thursday. It looks like the traffic has slowed down throughout the Keys. And, well, we're starting to get into the slower season. Starting to see a few effects of that. But speaking of traffic, a big announcement that you've been hearing about, the 7 Mile Bridge run. The Marathon 7 Mile Bridge will be shut down this Saturday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., and no exceptions. So if you have to get through that area anytime Saturday morning, make alternate plans, change your plans, because it will be shut down at 6 a.m., opening back up at 9 a.m. to traffic in both directions. There is an accident with no injuries being reported, 317 Calzada. Well, boy, I'm going to have trouble with that. Why is everything in Spanish? Not sure. But anyway, that's apparently the name of the area, Marathon. So keep that in mind in the Marathon areas you're going through there, speaking of Marathon traffic. So it is 8:34 now. Keys Talk, 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. We will come back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Mike Lester, the founder of Talon Wealth and the host of the Guarding Your Nest Egg radio show. Like you, I love this country, and I'm very thankful for those that protect us along with our freedoms. That's why for active military and active first responders, if you decide to work with us, Talon Wealth isn't going to charge you any advisor fees. We're happy to explain all the details, but most importantly, thank you for your service.
Visit guardingyournestegg.com to find out more.
Advisory services through Talon Private Wealth and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Lord License D056341.
Hey, Florida Keys family, this is Box with Lichty Marine in beautiful Marathon, Florida. We are kicking off spring with a chance for you to win a brand new Suzuki 9.9 outboard engine. This thing's valued at just over $4,000, and all you have to do to qualify is schedule a 50-hour or above maintenance or book your Suzuki Repower appointment by April 15th. We're a full-line boat, trailer, and number one Suzuki Repower dealer of the Florida Keys. Visit us online at marathonsuzuki.com.
This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And Good Morning Keys, it is Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5, the talk of the Keys. Commissioner Walton Simpson, are you back with us?
I am. Thank you. I don't know what happened. Technology sometimes fails us.
Well, it sometimes does, but we wanted to conclude our conversation. So thank you so much for calling back in. Fire safety awareness is upon us. And as I was explaining, certainly the Department of Agriculture is responsible for millions of acres of state forest land, and it tends to those lands. But also, you have a very extensive part of your department that also takes care of fire safety and fire protection, and then, of course, fire suppression as well. So fire safety awareness is a big issue.
It is a big issue. We're going to do many press conferences later today on that issue, Mike, and think about the importance of prescribed fire. We use a lot of prescribed fire here in the state of Florida. We do about 2 million acres a year, and the purpose for that is not only to restore our forests and protect our wildlife, but it's to get rid of all that fuel that's there in our forests. That, you know, with an untimely lightning strike, we're the lightning capital of the world, could turn into a forest fire. And look, we've seen many disasters. Texas just had a major disaster with fires. Obviously, California seems to have them all the time. We've had them all over the country, and even in Canada, you've seen all those big fires last year. The more we do a prescribed fire, the safer we can keep our not only our population, but our animals and all of the things that go with that. We've had many fires, smaller fires this year that's caused some property damage. Fortunately, so far we have not had loss of life in any of those things. But our foresters are really the best in the country. They do a tremendous job for us, and we're very proud of them. And the training that we put into them, you know, in the legislature have – I put $93 million in the budget a few years ago to ramp up our equipment. Most of the equipment in our department was an average age of 18 to 20 years old. With a lot of the equipment that we've bought here in the last year, we've been able to do a lot more fire line cuts, a lot more burning and things of that nature. So we're trying to make sure that we're protecting our forests, make sure we're protecting our wildlife, but most importantly, to make sure we're protecting our population here in the state of Florida.
Yeah, indeed. Well, we thank you again for your leadership in terms of fire safety, fire awareness. We will be looking for those press releases coming out again soon. We know your time is valuable, sir. Thank you so much for calling back. We will look forward to speaking again in a few weeks. And we, again, very much appreciate your leadership at the helm of the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, Mike. I look forward to talking to you again in a few weeks.
Yes, we will do that. Thank you. Have a wonderful day and a good week, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Commissioner Wilton Simpson with us, Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture on Keys Talk, 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys, and we will be back in just a moment.
Hello, friends. It's Lee Holt with Keys Auto Center. We are proud to announce our second location at 3500 North Roosevelt Boulevard. We offer Chevrolet, Buick, GMC truck, Nissan, and a large pre-owned inventory as well. That's in addition to our original location at 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, where we offer Toyota, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram trucks. We even offer Vespa scooters and Epic and Club Car golf carts. With 11 new car brands, we are dedicated to making your buying experience as easy as possible. Please visit us at either location 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, or visit us online at keysautocenter.com.
That's Keys Auto Center, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, and now at 3500 North Roosevelt Boulevard, Key West. Keys Auto Center, your hometown dealership.
Are you frustrated by weight gain even though you constantly diet? Do you have low energy or always feel tired? It could be hormonal imbalance. Hormonal imbalances, especially as we age, can be the cause of depression, weight gain, mood swings, decreased libido, and many other chronic conditions. At Keys Med Spa, we have helped thousands of women and men regain their hormonal balance with BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Optimization Therapy, and the results are life-changing. Keys Med Spa BioT Hormone Therapy is safe, effective, painless, and affordable. And the big difference at Keys Med Spa, this is all overseen by renowned Dr. Peterson, who has had a medical practice in the Keys for over 27 years. Cool sculpting, Botox, skin treatments, BioT hormone therapy, and more. Dr. Peterson and his team are here to help you maintain your youthful glow and vitality. To see if BioT hormone therapy is right for you, call Keys Med Spa today at 305-587-9183.
If it's happening in the Keys, you will hear about it here. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
And Good Morning Keys, Keys Talk 96.9-1025, the talk of the Keys. And moving right along at 8:41, we say good morning to Nikki, the nurse from the Key West Surgical Group. Good morning to you, Nikki.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for being here. So, and again, we talked about the happy hour you had last week, PicoSure Pro Laser. A lot of success there. A lot of people have been very, very happy with the results of skin resurfacing, rejuvenation, and tattoo removal.
Yes. Yes. It's been, we had a busy week this week. We had a lot of laser consults, a lot of clients. So, it was good.
Good, good. A lot of people are going to look almost as good as you do with your rejuvenation.
I think they'll look even better.
Well, nonetheless, let's transition from better to butter. How about that?
Butter. Like butter.
I had a feeling you could say that exactly right, butter. So why are we talking about butter in medical matters, which, of course, is brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group, exceptional care close to home, 3136 Northside Drive in Key West, 305-294-1041. What does Key West Surgical Group have to do with butter?
Butter. We don't really have to do a lot with butter other than, so I found this, another crazy social media TikTok / diet fad going around. It is the carnivore diet, but there are people claiming that, you know, it's kind of like keto, no carbs, just, you know, high protein. But in this case, there are certain individuals claiming to eat large amounts of butter, like whole sticks of butter as a snack.
That's unbelievable. I guess some people are even using it as a meal substitute as well. But let's first off say we don't recommend getting medical advice from TikTok. We recommend getting it from professionals like Dr. Larari, Dr. Smith, the entire staff of Key West Surgical Group. But it is kind of amusing, and it is even concerning that some people would actually use TikTok and other social media platforms for their medical advice. Hence, they're now eating butter by the stick, potentially.
So, yeah, it's saying that the claim that it aids in weight loss because you feel fuller and it actually gives you improved mood and energy. Hmm. I don't know about you, but if I eat a heavy meal that has high in saturated fat, I feel really sluggish.
I don't think
so. I can't imagine eating a stick of butter.
Yeah, I can't either. In fact, I can't imagine it making me feel, you know, with more energy, et cetera. I think I would be vomiting first because it's just, you know, it's full of fat. And all the bad stuff, I mean, they tell you historically to, you know, reduce your intake of fat and butter. But here people are going to the opposite extreme and snacking on it even to the point of a whole stick. So they also say it can lead to heart problems, nutrient deficiency, gut issues, et cetera. What are some options that are better than butter?
So, I mean, it needs a balanced diet. The carnivore diet is saying, you know, it's only eating animal-based products like meat, fish, eggs, and dairy, and excluding all plant-based foods, you know, claiming that it can do weight loss, and the aim is to consume zero carbs. You need some carbs in your life to function. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you need to eat nuts, seeds, fruit, and vegetables. Everything has to be a balance. I mean, and I'm not a dietitian or a nutritionist by any value, but the food pyramid, I believe, was, you know, has been around forever, and life is a balance. Diet has to be a balance, and I feel like sometimes people want to lose weight quick, and it's like, oh, I'm going to do this diet fad, but over the long term, being on just a diet of only meats or high protein, high fatty foods, sticks of butter, It will. I mean, it increases your risk for heart disease. Mm-hmm. Not to mention, when you don't have enough fiber in your diet, which a lot of meals and high protein don't include, you don't move your bowels regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads to constipation, but that also puts you at increased risk for our favorite ugly friend, colon cancer.
This is Key West Surgical Group's Medical Matters, brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group, online at keywestsurgicalgroup.com at 3136 Northside Drive in Key West. So it is, people are trying to avoid carbs by eating butter in some cases, and looking at only the animal-based products. So now they're going to a stick of butter. But there are a couple of dietitians talked about in this article why snacking on butter is not a healthy choice, and they kind of brought out some of the highlights you just did.
Right, and the one I want to point out is if high cholesterol runs in your family, and you're young and you don't know that, or you don't pay attention to those warning signs, you know, the concern is that butter is high in saturated fat, and it will increase the LDL portion of your cholesterol, which is the low lipid density particle in your blood. Let's see if I can do this. So off the top of my head. But those are the dangers. That's the dangerous part of cholesterol. The tinier the particle, the easier it is to stick to the wall of the vessel in your heart, creating plaque buildup.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why if you have history of high cholesterol, whether it's familial or you know you have it, these high diets and high saturated fat are not good for you. You're increasing your risk for potential for heart disease.
Yeah. But they're thinking that butter makes them feel full, but it really has a lot of detrimental
effects.
Fat
can, you know, foods high saturated and high fat, they do have a lot of, you know, they can make you feel full. Like if you eat a big steak, you usually feel full.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So not wanting you to eat, you know, in between meals. Yeah. However, you know, if in the long run, it's just not healthy.
Well, yeah, and a stick of butter also does, it has a lot of fat, and it doesn't have a lot of the nutrients that you need on a daily basis either, right?
Yeah, no. No, it doesn't. You lack, like, the vitamins you need. Vitamin C.
B, D, E,
calcium, magnesium, potassium. You know, again, it has to be a balanced meal. Like, high protein is a good diet, but you need some carbs in there.
Yeah, if you don't get enough vitamin C, they say you could get scurvy. I forget what scurvy is, but it sounds nasty.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't, now off the top of my head, I can't remember either.
Yeah.
Scurvy and rickets.
Yeah,
I guess I'm confused.
It just doesn't sound good. All right, so this is Medical Matters. It's brought to you by the Key West Surgical Group. Exceptional care close to home. Dr. Lurari, Dr. Smith, and the entire staff will help you with many medical matters. Call them 305-294-1041 or see them at 3136 Northside Drive in Key West. Online, keywestsurgicalgroup.com. So what are some healthier ways to follow the carnivore diet if that really is the way you're looking to go?
You still need to add some healthy snacks like carrots, crunchy bell pepper, fruits and vegetables, oranges, you know, fruits that are not high in sugar. There's quite some. I mean, even if it's a natural sugar, I believe, this is my belief, people can argue with me, your body processes it differently than processed sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because when I eat an apple or I eat an orange, I feel healthier than if, you know, I had a sugary drink full of.
Oh, yeah.
You know, soda full of sugar. So, but there are other benefits to, you know, you can definitely have celery, which is pretty much just water, but you just need to eat. It has to be a balance.
Mm. Okay.
And nuts, you know, like peanuts and nuts, they have a certain amount of fat, but it's kind of like a good fat, and it's a healthier snack over a thick butter.
And even, in our neck of the woods, oily fish and then eggs as well. Those are also...
I mean,
other sources of protein as well as nutrients that butter just can't offer.
And so here's just one stick of butter is 810 calories.
Uh-huh.
With 92 grams of fat.
Oh, my gosh. That is insane.
And it is. So this one TikToker said, like, her diet, she made a 10-egg omelet with a stick of butter. That would be... 1,590 calories in one meal and 142 grams of fat.
Oh, my gosh. I can tell you just from exercising and staring at, like, a stationary bike or treadmill and those calorie counts of what you're burning continue to tick, it takes forever to get even, like, 100 calories. You're talking 1,590 calories and 142 grams. That's amazing. In one meal.
High in saturated fat. So
yep.
I don't know, you know, mood, they swear by it, but I don't.
No.
Long-term, again, the side effects, long-term, any type of fat diet isn't really the way to go.
No, it's unproven. It's unproven for one thing, and it's not coming from sources who are reliable. The best thing to do if you are... have questions about your health, weight loss, any of those issues, consult your physician like Dr. Lurari or Dr. Smith at Key West Surgical Group. They've been doing medical care for many years in the Keys, and they have the expertise and the knowledge necessary as opposed to a fad diet on TikTok. 305-294-1041, 3136 Northside Drive in Key West. And Nikki, so again, we'll emphasize the PicoSure Pro Laser. You are still doing free consultations for rejuvenation as well as tattoo removal.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. So just give the office a call, and we'll be more than happy to help you. If you're on social media, check out our business page because there's a special running right now. So check that out. Click on the link. You can fill out a form, and someone will get back to you.
Good. Good, good. Well, very good. Well, I appreciate you being here this morning. Looking forward to seeing you again soon. And I think we've covered it for today.
Yep, it was smooth like butter.
Butter. Classic. Thank you for that. All right, well, you have a wonderful day, Nikki. We'll talk to you soon.
You too.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Nikki, the nurse from Key West Surgery. I knew she could say that just like she did. All right. It is what time? 8:52 now. Keys Talk 96.9 102.5. The Talk of the Keys coming back in a moment.
Hello, friends. It's Lee Holt with Keys Auto Center. We are proud to announce our second location at 3500 North Roosevelt Boulevard.
We offer Chevrolet, Buick, GMC truck, Nissan, and a large pre-owned inventory as well. That's in addition to our original location at 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, where we offer Toyota, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram trucks. We even offer Vespa scooters and Epic and Club Car golf carts. With 11 new car brands, we are dedicated to making your buying experience as easy as possible. Please visit us at either location 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, or visit us online at keysautocenter.com.
That's Keys Auto Center, 1618 North Roosevelt Boulevard, and now at 3500 North Roosevelt Boulevard, Key West. Keys Auto Center, your hometown dealership.
Are you frustrated by weight gain even though you constantly diet? Do you have low energy or always feel tired? It could be hormonal imbalance. Hormonal imbalances, especially as we age, can be the cause of depression, weight gain, mood swings, decreased libido, and many other chronic conditions. At Keys Med Spa, we have helped thousands of women and men regain their hormonal balance with BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Optimization Therapy, and the results are life-changing. Keys Med Spa BioT Hormone Therapy is safe, effective, painless, and affordable. And the big difference at Keys Med Spa, this is all overseen by renowned Dr. Peterson, who has had a medical practice in the Keys for over 27 years. Cool sculpting, Botox, skin treatments, BioT hormone therapy, and more. Dr. Peterson and his team are here to help you maintain your youthful glow and vitality. To see if BioT hormone therapy is right for you, call Keys Med Spa today at 305-587-9183.
Is your vessel no longer your dream, but becoming your nightmare? The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has a program that may be able to help. Owners of vessels that have been declared at risk by law enforcement may now apply for the Florida Vessel Turn-In Program. If you're eligible, this program can have your vessel removed and disposed of at no cost to you. For more information on this opportunity to prevent your vessel from becoming derelict, visit FloridaVTIP.com. That's FloridaVTIP.com. Don't wait until it's too late.
The voice of Monroe County, yours. This is Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
And good morning, Keys. It is Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5. The talk of the Keys. Just checking again real quickly for traffic. There was an incident with no injuries in Marathon that has been cleared. We are looking at 77 degrees now. We're going up to 82. Going to be a nice day, but it's going to be windy. Small craft advisory continues. 15-mile-per-hour winds tonight, partly cloudy, 75. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 84. For Friday, mostly sunny and high near 80. Saturday, 81 and sunny. And the continuation of the weekend, Sunday, mostly clear and mostly sunny, high near 81. So we are going to say good morning now to Maria Protopsaltis. She is with Samuel's House. Good morning to you, Maria.
Yes, good morning, Michael.
Hi there. So we've got some things going on with Samuel's House. Let's do a quick recap of who Samuel's House is and what we do, just for those who are new to the Keys or haven't heard the story before.
Samuel's House is it's basically founded in 1999 to provide emergency shelter to homeless women and women with children. We have since evolved, adding two more facilities to accommodate even more homeless women with children and families. That includes men with children.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well,
we also provide basic needs, and we do, when we have rental assistance, we do help other members of the community stay housed as well.
Yeah. Well, it has been a wonderful history of Samuel's House, helping those in need and giving them, a lift as they, a lot of them have gone on to be very successful and fulfilled thanks to Samuel's House. So it does take a lot of community effort and community support to make Samuel's House continue to fulfill its mission. And that takes donations, but also there are fun ways to take part in supporting Samuel's House. One is the fourth inaugural Miss Island Queen pageant coming up on Tuesday, May 7th.
Yes, this is a very exciting event. I know everyone is familiar with our signature event, which is the Women of Integrity and Men of Valor event that we just had, and we just want to thank all of our sponsors, our volunteers, our staff, and everyone who attended that. But now we're moving on to one of our, it's becoming our most exciting events. And backed by popular demand, founded by Britt and Kirby Myers. Mm-hmm. It's going to be hosted this year by Kirby Myers and Landon Barbary. Mm-hmm. And we have six brand new contestants. I'd like to remind everyone that this is a, how should I say it? This is a, of course, it's a drag queen pageant show, but it's also a talent show. Mm-hmm. And rumor has it, well, actually, it's not a rumor. I heard it from the source. One of the contestants, which I will not reveal the name, is a former gymnast.
Oh.
So, I know. I'm really excited that we have some fantastic contestants this year. I'd like to remind everyone that, you know, basically this is a fundraising event, and all the funds raised go to support the programs of Samuel's House, which is comprised of three facilities, as I've mentioned, we've expanded. And you're right, Michael, it does take money to run these programs and keep everything, helping the community, helping as many people as we can, and keep the mission going. Mm-hmm. How this fundraiser works, not only to come and participate in person, which I'll talk about that in a minute, but it's actually, you can support the contestant of your choice by going to our website, mm-hmm. www.samuelshouse.org. And as you scroll down on the homepage, you'll see the each contestant's names, and you can click on the link to make a donation of the contestant of your choice. And that's actually how they win. The contestant that raises the most funds for this incredible cause wins the Miss Island Queen title and crown.
Mm-hmm. And these they're amateur contestants, so to speak, but they are being coached by professionals in drag, right?
Correct. And most of them, our community is very familiar with. They're talented in so many ways, and hence the talent portion of the show. For example, we have Nick Dahl, coached by Sushi, mm-hmm. Jordan Upchurch, coached by Q Mitch. Mm-hmm. We have Paul Brooks, coached by Blue Diamond, Haig, coached by Jessica Devereaux, and we have Liz Love, coached by the former and first Miss Island Queen, Hugh Danis.
Ah, wow. Okay. That's, wow, it's quite a cast of characters there, and a lot of talent. And again, as you mentioned, you click on the link to support your favorite contestant. The contestant with the most financial support will be crowned Miss Island Queen 2024. So it happens Tuesday, May 7th, Key West Theater. You had mentioned it is a very popular event. The tables are sold out.
Yes, the tables are all sold out. However, if anybody would like to, again, by all means, support your contestant of choice. There are a few, not many, few general admission tickets left. Those are $50, and those actually are at the Key West Theater, so those are the seats in the back, but you mm-hmm. still have, plenty of room to get up and dance and throw money. There's also standing balcony tickets, and those are $35 each. Mm. And since we are limited with the, the spacing, and I'm anticipating that it'll sell out very quickly, we're requesting that, in order to purchase a ticket, that you give me a call. And my number is 305-395-6250. Mm-hmm. I'm Maria, the deputy director. And again, that number is 305-395-6250. It's also on the flyer, which is out there for, was released yesterday to the public.
Mm, very good. Maria Protopsaltis with us from Samuel's House. And Maria, I apologize that I did miss the Women of Integrity Men of Honor dinner this year. That is such a fabulous event. We were out of town at that point in time, but we always support Samuel's House as best we can. And the Miss Island Queen 2024 is the next big event coming up Tuesday, May 7th. And a number of businesses also supported this. I know Keys Weekly was firmly behind it with Britt and Kirby, Tavern in Town, Danger Charters, passion project, Key West Hospitality Inns. There's a number of people, DePino and Sons, a number of people get behind this.
Absolutely. We're very, very, very grateful for our sponsors. And we're happy that most of our sponsors from last year also participated again this year. Mm-hmm. So we're very grateful for them, the community support, each and every one that has made a donation to their contestant of choice. And we will absolutely want to thank the contestants and coaches.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah, Seaside Cafe, Ocean Bar, I miss them, Berkshire Hathaway, First State Bank. So a lot of community partners in this as well. So Samuel's House does such a great job and such a contributor to our community and those in need. We want to thank you very much again for that.
And we always appreciate you, Michael. We know you and Diana were with us in heart at the event. So.
Absolutely.
And who knows, maybe you can come out and join us for the Miss Island Queens.
If we are there, we would love to do that. Yeah, it sounds like a hoot. I'm sure it will. So very good. Well, thank you so much, Maria, for being here this morning. And thanks again for all the Samuel's House does. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Do the same.
All right. Take care. It is Maria Protopsaltis with us from Samuel's House on Keys Talk 96.9-1025. The Talk of the Keys, getting set for Glenn Beck. He'll be coming our way in just a few moments. He's followed by, Clay and Buck, of course, at noon. It is Sean Hannity at 3. Mark Levin comes your way at 6. Jesse Kelly at 9. Coast to Coast AM overnight. Breaking news as it happens. Local, state, national news updated every half hour. And weather always at once on Keys Talk 96.9-1025. The Talk of the
Keys Talk 96.9-1025 is WKEZ Tavernier, WPIK Summerlin Key, guided by Talon Wealth and GuardingYourNestEgg.com.
It's the latest news for you.
We're talking about one of the busiest ports inside the entire country, a port that handles more cars, more heavy trucks, more agricultural equipment than any other port inside this country.
Keys Talk 96.9-1025.
Weather forecast brought to you by the law offices of Steve Klitzner. Losing sleep over IRS tax problems? Go to FloridaTaxSolvers.com.